This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Recco is here today.
I am here today.
How about that?
Yes.
What's going on, Jerome?
I'm actually back earlier than expected. How about that?
I don't know how that's possible. We were here yesterday.
Well, Dateline, April 13th. Quote, we'll be taking off July 3rd. To July 14th. Thank you, CC. End quote.
Dateline, April 13th. After all these years, not to pay attention to a word he says.
Well, I have to schedule my life around what he says. Yeah, so when he sends out that email, we then schedule the trip.
I guess you're
right. And buy the airfare.
Well,
so
you're very
your fault.
Dark yes. And tan.
You are. Outside for the last week.
Nice. Yes,
now, are you going with us on Thursday to Mohegan Sun?
I will be there Thursday morning, yes.
All right.
Can I ask you a question?
Thursday
yes.
Morning. You're very specific about saying Thursday morning.
Well, I'll be there Wednesday night, but I'll be there Thursday morning for the show, of course.
Because we're debating going up Wednesday night versus Thursday morning. They're kind of, they're flying us up there.
Nice. That I will not partake
in. You guys appear
in.
To not be involved with that.
That I will, no, I can't. No.
Got it.
Okay. Because there's reasons for that.
I want to make sure, because since you don't come every day to do the show.
Well, no, I come when I'm supposed to. You're not supposed to be back, though, until actually the 15th.
Well, then why am I sitting here?
Because you changed your mind.
Well, he actually came in second in terms of record-setting days off in a row.
Right.
So he's behind Mike, who's at, I think, 22 now.
Oh,
hey, so can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you prefer Pac Bell or Chavez Ravine where the Dodgers play? Dodger Stadium.
I would say being at Dodger Stadium was really cool.
Really? Yeah. I like Pac Bell myself.
Great. Awesome. Why don't you guys discuss it over a latte
that's
after the show?
We could sports do that. Talk right there.
We could do that, yes.
And every
latte.
Now and again, we have to discuss sports, so just relax.
Jerry's got an update. He's wearing the Rutgers shirt. I talked to the Rutgers AD yesterday.
You did.
We are locked in for the Boomer and Carton event at Rutgers.
Nice.
Looking forward to that coming up this fall.
You have a date set? Not sure you're going to say it yet, but is there a date?
I cannot announce the date yet.
But you have
it. I got to talk to my partner about that particular day of the week.
Very
February.
Cool.
February.
No, it'll be this fall.
During football season?
Yep, that's right.
That's good, because Boomer's not busy.
No.
Be big day at Rutgers.
And Jerry doesn't do football, but whatever.
Right.
Big day.
It'll be a big day at Rutgers for me and the Booms.
All right, we're brought to you by Bobby's Burger Palace by Bobby Flay. Visit bobbysburgerpalace.com. And by Infinity of Massapequa, family-owned and operated since their inception in 1989. Shop 24/7 at infinityofmassapequa.com. And, your boy Aaron Judge put on a show last night in Miami. He wins the home run derby. How about the first round where he hits the roof and it actually didn't count it. And they were confused on TV because they thought it did count and they were wondering why he was still hitting after he had won. Well, it turned out that God knows how far that thing would have traveled because it seemed like it was still on its way up. But he does win as he beat Miguel Sano of the Twins 11-10 in the final round. And he did that with, I think he still had 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, and memo to Carl Ravitch, every time snow gets up, you don't have to remind us that people thought he was older than he really was when he was 16.
Oh.
You've said it four times now.
Well, you got to fill the time somehow.
I mean, we got
now,
it.
Now, would you have...
Why just fill the time with Mendoza and Teixeira going, teammates when I was there.
Why, that's a tough broadcast, though, isn't it? Like, what are you supposed to say?
Ooh.
Oh, another home run. I mean,
so what's your motivation at your next turnip plate? I don't know. Hit home runs. It's a home run derby. Look at it go.
Did you not think it was cool, though, when Stanton is watching Justin Bour hit home run after home run and he was jumping off the hug? That was kind of neat, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of like watching the slam dunk contest.
I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing.
I thought it was great. I did.
It's the same thing. You watch the slam dunk contest at the NBA. Guy comes up with some crazy move, and all the guys go, nuts for it.
And speaking of going nuts, not to bring it back to the dot, but they love Justin Turner out in Los Angeles.
Of course they do.
Because look at him. He's a slob.
Right.
He's not a big guy.
Slob. He's got a weird beard.
And he's relatable, and he's the kid who didn't have a chance.
Well, your boy Omar Minaya knew his baseball, I guess.
Omar Minaya is the best general manager the Mets have had in 25 years. And I know we all talk about, well, Sandy came in to fix things. He did.
Oh,
I get
he did.
It.
He inherited a mess.
He was appointed by MLB to help the Mets out. But remember, the far majority of the talent that was here was Omar Minaya.
And still here.
And then
I would say that Omar Minaya is a little bit of a specialist.
Outside the team, a specialist a guy who's in this, a specialist in the area.
So you got that.
I miss Omar.
Plus, you know, T.J. Rivera, who had that 9-game hit streak before he got benched in the final game before the All-Star break because the Mets are clueless, who developed him as a player, who said this kid can hit the major league level, just got to give him a chance.
You have a 1 and a 2, and you say, okay, put your 3, 4, and 5, and let's look at our 3, 4, and 5. You know, I want to have 6, 7, 8 options. And when you look at number 1, our number 1 can go with anybody.
Right.
Our number 2, you can't really say we have a number 2.
True.
So now what I'm saying is 3, 4, and 5, if we get those guys to give us just what they're able to be able to give us, I think we should be okay.
Okay, then. I miss Omar.
Decipher
that. Well, no, I don't regret. I don't regret saying.
You don't.
I mean, I regret saying what I'm. You know what I'm saying. I mean, I stand by the things that
I regret
said. But I don't regret.
You don't.
I regret.
You do.
Saying it in that forum. That was not the proper forum to say.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I was just thinking the conversation between him and Terry Collins must have been priceless. And then you throw in Jerry Manuel in there.
Yeah,
you know, next thing you know, I'm going to cut you.
Man,
cut your ass.
I'll tell Jose, I'll cut him.
Nah, good time.
You mean I cut him from the team, Skip? No, I'll get a knife. I'll cut him.
I'm going to cut him.
I'll cut him. Go gangster
on his ass.
I'll get gangster on his ass and I'll shank him.
I don't know what you're talking about right there.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, baby, remember?
Yeah, I'm a gangster now. You ain't gangster on me, I'm going to have to get you now. You can do that again, I'm going to cut you.
Good times.
Good times, baby.
You
good
ever
time.
See Shawshank Redemption, baby?
Here was Charlie Blackman. He was very impressed by Judge last night.
I don't know that the game has ever seen a power like that.
Play it again.
Who said this?
It's Charlie Blackman.
Oh, okay. I don't know that the game has ever seen a power like that.
It was spectacular. It was.
That guy should never speak on behalf of baseball.
Well, why not? He's talking about
his
power.
Sounds like David Wright.
Well, all right, fine. Anyway, in terms of the game tonight, you do have the All-Star game, which they will play. Judge is batting third and starting in right field for the American League. Here's Daniel Murphy. He's an All-Star. He loves that the home field isn't attached to this anymore.
The home field also prevented everyone from getting to participate in the game because you never knew if you were going to need someone on the bench. So now everyone gets to participate.
So I guess Conforto should get an at-bat at the very least.
He's going to. I mean, you know.
Well, he should. You know, you hope so.
I mean, they should. I think everyone should play, of course. But at the end of the day, who cares?
Why even bother watching?
I mean, if you're a Met fan, you want to see your guy. I remember when Lee Mazzilli, of course, it was a huge deal, right? And he hit the home run and all that. But at the end of the day, you know, who cares?
I did feel bad for Conforto at one time. Here we go, loser alert, as we were watching batting practice. I'm sorry.
Right.
We were actually watching the batting practice portion.
What kind of vacation is this?
No, this was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No, this wasn't.
I'm just on TV. I got it.
Yeah, you'd have got to be some sort of special loser.
Right.
I take full responsibility.
Okay.
But like all the guys, because, you know, most teams have multiple guys playing, so they get someone to buddy up with, partner up with. And at one shot, they showed Conforto. He looked like a lost soul. You know, guys
himself.
Are jumping, and he had just nowhere to go.
Plus, no one knows who the hell he is.
Well, that too.
I thought he was shagging flies for the home run derby. Kid, get to the outfield.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I'm not allowed in the outfield on the Mets, so I have to come in late innings.
I suppose. Knicks held a press conference for Tim Hardaway Jr. that involved just Tim Hardaway Jr. Knicks didn't show up.
Who introduced him?
I don't know. I have actually tried to find...
Was there anybody there from the Knicks, or did he just say,
no.
Just, hey, Tim Hardaway's going to show up and just start talking?
I think he was at their basketball camp at Baruch.
Okay.
That's where they did it, because he was a guest speaker thereafter.
I've tried finding the video of it. I can't. I mean, all I can find is the one-on-one MSG did it. We have some clips from it, but I can't find the video itself. He was asked about the expectations now with this $71 million contract.
Yes, obviously it's pressure, but you got to embrace it. You got to take that to heart and You know, I'm ready to fulfill, to do whatever I have to do in order to help this team succeed as a ball player on and off.
Now, he says, he's only 25 years old, he says playing for the Hawks has really matured me.
Being with the guys down in Atlanta, it really uplifted me, it inspired me to go out there and take my job very serious.
As opposed to when I was here.
So you played here, exactly. Carmelo didn't inspire you to take your job seriously here, but playing in Atlanta, they inspired you to actually, you know.
I think he said all the right things, except for the fact that he said, oh, yeah, we want Carmelo to stay.
You want Melo back?
Hell yeah, I'd love him to be on this team.
Yeah, he's asking what he said.
He goes, I'd love for him to be on the team. Play that again, Jerry. Listen to the end of it.
Hell yeah, I'd love him to be on this team.
So funny, when Tim Hardaway Jr. signed with the Atlanta Hawks, the voice of the Hawks, Stan Holman, was like emceeing the event. He introduced them, and Tim Hardaway was there. Oh, look at that, with the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks for the introductory press conference.
Right.
Well,
that's, anyway. That's who's going to get the last laugh right there.
$71 million by Steve Holman, by the way, not Stan Holman.
That was Hardaway, by the way, on MSG, the last clip. The Kansas City Chiefs named Brett Veach their new GM. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mentioned this before. Todd Marinovich trying to play football again. This was less than a year after being arrested with drugs.
He was naked. He was drugs naked. And then we had a discussion. You weren't in here.
It's just funny.
You weren't in here. And I asked Al, I said, out of all the guys around here at WFN, who do you think is going to be the guy that's
he didn't even hesitate with his answer.
And everybody said Craig. So what about Governor Christie? Maybe Craig and Governor Christie together.
Hasn't somebody
on a beach?
Hasn't somebody already done that who worked here?
Spectacular!
I mean, I should have accepted his invitation to sit on a beach chair next time.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway,
what happened now?
So Todd Marinovich is going to try. Well, no. The line in the story funny. Less than a year after being arrested with drugs while naked.
So what's he going to go up against Vince Young in the Canadian Football League?
Well, no, the SoCal Coyotes of the World Developmental Football League. How old do you think Marinovich is now?
He's got to be like my age.
He's 48. He's 48 years old.
Marinovich, I always thought, proved that you can make anyone into a pro athlete. If you're a complete nut job and that's the only focus you have in your entire life, from the time he was born, his father said, he's going to be an NFL quarterback.
But remember, he's got to physically grow into one. I mean, right. he can't be like a 550-pound kid that's going to be a quarterback in the NFL. Right, exactly.
Well, it turned out he made it to the NFL.
Physically, he got big enough to be able
like
to do that.
Kind of like the Bulls in a weird way, right?
Oh, yes.
Right? LeVar Ball, it's a similar kind of thing. My kids are playing in the NBA. And so far, he's one for one. Of course, he cannot shoot at all. I've been watching a lot of Summer League Ball.
Really, have you?
Yeah.
Don't ever call me a loser again.
I've been watching a lot of Summer League basketball, and I got to tell you, he can't shoot.
Well, that's going to be a problem.
Well, you know, he had a triple-double there, Craig. 11, 11, and 11. He can't shoot.
Well, don't worry about it. They got Magic Johnson to fix that whole thing out there.
What did he average in college? Was he a big...
He didn't have a single triple-double in college.
Really?
Yep.
And he wasn't a big scorer in college? Well, I don't know the answer to that.
He actually, to be fair, he's a true point guard.
Got it. So
he's a pass-first type of guard. But got it. He's got an awkward shot.
Their new GM, who is a former agent, basically came out and said that he's a transcendent talent, that he is going to be a difference maker.
Well, they better hope so.
By the way, when you get picked second, you better be a difference maker. But having watched a lot of basketball and seen his two of his summer league games, he's not a transcendent nothing.
Well, you know, he's still a kid, man. Just give him a chance to figure it all out, will you please?
Magic Johnson's a transcendent talent.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's what the GM said. I'm not saying it myself. I'm saying what the GM said. But Can you understand that the kid is 19 years old?
He's not a transcendent
talent.
He
is under enormous amount of pressure. Give him a chance to grow up a little bit?
What did I say? I just said he doesn't transcend the sport. His talent's not like that.
I don't know.
All right? The last guy to transcend the sport was...
LeBron James. Well, I don't know. Westbrook's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not a transcendent talent.
I don't know. Triple-double? That's not transcendent?
What else,
average
Jerry?
A triple double for a season, and that's not transcendent.
No, it's not.
Nothing. Just
what is it? Then? Right. What?
What is
you
it?
You know there? When you see it. That's what it
it's
is.
The eye test.
The eye test. Like I wasn't sure if Jerry was dirty or took tan today.
It actually looks like you're like breaking out from prison.
Yeah, well, I was in the sun a lot.
Now you look fantastic.
Every day.
Rubbing some mud on your face and everything to make you a little bit more
camouflage. Extra day. The extra day was your fault, not mine.
The true story is that originally I had planned to take off different dates, and then I was reminded that Boom and it was my fault on this one, I had committed us to play in this golf tournament because they were partners with Mohegan Sun. They were Boston versus New York thing. Yeah. And Johnny Damon actually asked me and Boomer to play on the New York side. So I committed us to playing golf, which was why we're going up there on Thursday. We're going to do our show from this golf tournament and then play golf, blah, blah, blah. So I gave our vacation dates. Mark goes, yeah, but you're supposed to be in Connecticut on Thursday. What happened to that? And I'm like, then I redid it, but I guess I never told Jerry the redo.
Well, you did after I bought the airfare.
Oh, well, I mean.
So I figure one day wouldn't kill
you. $75 change?
You're fine.
Hey, I don't make carton money.
Oh, now it's about carton
money.
Gus Johnson started that. Look at him. He's on Fox. Boomer and Carton on the Fan. I got you on hold. Charlie, Tommy, Anthony, Stevie, and Billy, and Ray, and Susie. We'll get all your calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.